The text that calls for our attention this Lord's Day is from our gospel lesson for the day, from Luke chapter 9, where Jesus says to the man, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. They stand before the congregation with two simple hopes. First, they hope that they will not fall over. And secondly, they hope that they will remember the words of the Apostles' Creed and the Lord's Prayer, which they have spoken so many times before that occasion without any fear. And then all of a sudden, in the midst of all of their anxiety, we throw out a question that one should really be given quite a bit of time to ponder before they answer. And yet we give them only a few seconds to respond. We ask them, "Will you suffer all, even death, rather than give up on the faith?" Not given the time they need to truly consider all that phrase might mean, the confirmands answer quietly together, "I will, with the help of God." And then they kneel and receive their blessings. In a very real sense, those confirmands gave the right answer. And they really would not have been able to give any other faithful answer, even if they had months and months to think about the question. No, indeed, if the Spirit is living in them and the Spirit is guiding their words, the only faithful answer to that question is, "I will, with the help of God." For you see, pondering all the possibilities of what that phrase could mean does not make one able to say, "Well, sure, I can do it." But instead, it only leads one back to that same answer of faith worked by the Holy Spirit. "I will, with the help of God." And yet I suppose if we actually stop for a few minutes in the confirmation rite and gave the youth a little time to think about that question we are asking them, they indeed might be tempted to come up with some conditions for their discipleship. They might answer, if they were given the chance individually, something like, "Well, sure, Pastor, as long as you don't mean like someone comes up and holds a gun to my head kind of death." Or perhaps they might say, "Well, I will follow as long as I can keep my good friends." Or they might say, "Well, as long as you don't mean that I have to act like some sort of weirdo every day." Yes, perhaps it's good that we don't give the confirmands too long to answer the question. Because it seems that with that idle time that we might give them, Satan would use every second of it to try to lead them away from that faithful answer that the Spirit is directing them to say, "I will, with the help of God." And lastly, we just pick on the confirmands. We must admit that all the time, people seem to be placing conditions on their discipleship of Jesus. People often seem to want to follow Jesus, but on their own terms. They say they will follow as long as this is true or that is true. When you think about it, that's what the men in our text sought to do. One man wanted to follow Jesus so long as he had a place to lay down at night. Another man wanted to follow Jesus as long as he could go ahead and take care of his father's dying needs first. And yet another man wanted to follow Jesus so long as he could throw a going away mass with his family and friends before he left. And yet to all of these requests, these seemingly simple and not sinful requests, Jesus answers with a simple no. No condition. You see, walking in the Spirit did not allow them to place conditions on their following of Jesus. And truth be told, it's not just eighth graders, nor is it just the men in our gospel lesson who try to negotiate their discipleship agreement with Jesus. It happens here. It happens in the midst of God's people. You see, our savings account here at St. Paul's continues to fall each month because some at this church have said, Jesus, I will follow you. As long as that doesn't mean giving generously or even sacrificially to make sure that your ministry in this place continues. Jesus, I will follow you as long as my leftover few dollars are enough, rather than you asking me to bring the first fruits of that of what you have given to me. Jesus, I'm right behind you as long as you stay out of my wallet. And then there are those that place other conditions upon their discipleship. And many times people in our community see these conditions and even use them as excuses for why they themselves don't show up to church. You see, they see people saying to Jesus, Jesus, I will follow you as long as my lifestyle can stay exactly the same. Jesus, I will follow you as long as it doesn't mean giving up getting drunk with my friends on the weekend. Jesus, I will follow you as long as it means I can still talk about the town's latest gossip with the ladies down at the shop or the guys at the restaurant. Jesus, I'll be right there behind you so long as you don't expect my relationship with you to get in the way of my hobbies, my sports teams, or my vacations. And then there are those who seek, or don't seek, but do, through their actions, frustrate God's plan for the kingdom in this place. By saying things to Jesus like, Jesus, I'll follow you as long as everything is conformed to my preferences. I'll follow you just as long as your church operates just as if it was my church. I'll be right behind you so long as my needs are listened to quickly and taken care of first. Yes, all of us in different ways try to place conditions upon our following of Jesus. We try to place conditions on our discipleship. Oh, we might not ever say these things if Jesus were here to his face. We might not even have the courage to say them to him in a prayer. But our lives all along are screaming that we want Jesus to agree to terms in our relationship with him. But today Jesus says to us, no. No conditions allowed. Walking in the Spirit does not allow you to place conditions on your following of me. No conditions. Yes, Jesus says whether our conditions are obviously sinful, like some of those that I mentioned, or even if they are conditions which seem a lot more innocent, they cannot be allowed. For many times we do try to come up with conditions that we think that surely no one would disagree with. We say things like, Jesus, I'll follow you as soon as I get done working all these jobs so that I can provide what my family really wants. Or we say, Jesus, I'll be right behind you as soon as I get all my education done and get settled down. Or we say, Jesus, I'll be there right behind you as soon as I convince my family or my boyfriend or my girlfriend that it's worth our time. But Jesus says no. No conditions. After all, think of what the guys in our text had asked to do. Wanted to ask to have a place to lay down at night, another to bury his father, and yet another to simply say goodbye to his friend. Those things were certainly not, on the face of the matter, sinful things to do. But yet Jesus said even to them, no, no condition. But if this is truly the kind of discipleship that Jesus calls for, a discipleship in which no conditions are allowed, why would one even follow? Is it truly a wise thing to do to follow around someone blindly without any control over the situation? Well, ultimately, the answer to that question depends on who you are following. And who are we following when we are a disciple of Jesus? We are following the one that our text says whose eyes are fixed on Jerusalem. And we know that his eyes are not fixed on Jerusalem because of its beauty or because of its fame. But rather, his eyes are set on Jerusalem because he knows that he will soon go to Jerusalem to die on the cross, to rise from the tomb, and to ascend back into heaven. And we know that he does all of this not to put on a show or not just to suffer for suffering's sake, but that he does it for our good and for our salvation. Yes, indeed, the one we follow is indeed well worth following without condition, because we know that he is deeply concerned with our welfare and our salvation. We need not set conditions in order to safeguard those things that we currently value. Because if we follow him, Jesus will lead us to the only things of real value. Yes, following Jesus without condition is the way of faith. And it is only possible through faith. It is only possible because the Spirit has worked in us the knowledge of the one who goes before. For without faith, we will always set conditions. But with faith, that faith that we receive as a gift from our God above, we can indeed follow without conditions, knowing that our God will lead us to our salvation. We will know then through faith that any of those things that we leave behind are not worth comparing to the one who walks in front of us and to the life that he gives to us. So today let us confess. Let us confess those times when we have tried to set conditions on our discipleship of Jesus. Let us release our tight clasps on our wallets. Let us leave behind our identity as partiers or sports fans or gossips. Let us give up all selfish ambition. Let us even leave behind those things that seem innocent, but yet have placed conditions on our discipleship. For then we will receive the forgiveness of the one who went to the cross for us, and the one who now walks in front of us. We will receive it, and today we will taste it in our very mouths. We will know that that one who goes in front of us leaves in his wake forgiveness, grace, and mercy. And when we walk in that path, when we are made clean by Jesus and his blood, then we can speak as the Spirit directs. Will you follow Jesus without condition? I will, with the help of God. Amen.